The Cape Breton Regional Municipality is working to increase emergency preparedness awareness with two events this week. On Tuesday, the municipality hosted a presentation at the McConnell Library in Sydney on wildfires and preparedness. The goal for attendees was to learn about personal preparedness, wildfire risk, wildfire prevention, fire smart for your home, emergency notification, and evacuation. Matt Lever with the CBRM discussed some of their main preparedness tips.
Yeah, we encourage everyone to be prepared for all emergencies, not just wildfires. Emergencies can happen at any time, oftentimes without warning. We are prone to weather events lately here in Cape Breton, unfortunately. So we always encourage people to be prepared today for an emergency that could happen today. So take the time to right now to make a plan, an emergency plan for yourself and for your families. You want to copy down emergency contact lists. You want to have things like that. The proper insurance coverage. You want to build an emergency kit as well to go with your plan. And you want to build a kit that can look after you and yourself, and your family for 72 hours and or longer. Sometimes it may take longer for services to be restored. So we'd encourage people to get prepared today.
He spoke about the current wildfire risk in the CBRM.
This time of year, we can see some brush fires and stuff like that. We encourage everyone to follow the burn safe map and follow municipal burning bylaws for when to burning outside. Just be prepared. We have to look across the province. Last year was a very devastating wildfire season, and of course we don't want anything like that here.
Lever also discussed the best ways to prevent wildfires.
The main one is to not have any fires, and if you do have fires, is to follow the burn safe map and there's municipal bylaws that may affect as well, but is it really, a lot of common sense before you burn, right? But check the burn safe map out. If you're in the areas that allow burning, make sure that you follow those guidelines. It's a reminder that there's in wildfire season, which we're in now, there's no burning before 2 p.m. And then the province will update at 2 p.m. Regarding that. Take the time now to be prepared for an emergency. Oftentimes, with some type of weather event, we get a few days notice, or it could happen right away. But a wildfire, unfortunately, there will be no notice, very short notice if an evacuation is required. So, take the time today to be prepared for emergencies that could happen at any time in the future.
Meanwhile, the municipality is hosting an Emergency Preparedness and Resiliency Expo this weekend. It's taking place at Centre 200 in Sydney and will give residents a chance to meet local emergency management partners and community organizations that support disaster preparedness, response, and recovery. On site will be Cape Breton Regional Police, Emergency Health Services, EHS, Canadian Red Cross, Cape Breton Search and Rescue, Nova Scotia Health, Nova Scotia Emergency Management, United Way Cape Breton, 211, and more. CBRM Manager of Emergency Management Bruce McDonald spoke about what people can expect and what he hopes they take away.
We'll have a lot of information I would share with the public about emergency management and being prepared personally and ways to build resilience for yourself and your family. It'll be, in addition to Cape Breton Regional Municipality Emergency Management, we'll have a lot of our local partners who we frequently work together with in building resilience, but also in responding to emergencies and supporting the public after disaster. I hope people walk away with a bit more information about what they can do. They'll have a better understanding of the risks, how they can mitigate maybe some of those risks on their own personal property, but information about building a plan and making sure that they know how to put together an emergency kit to support themselves and their families following an emergency or disaster.
He shared a message to get people out and involved.
It's a great opportunity to go out and learn a little bit more about emergency preparedness. You get to meet a lot of the partners that are involved between government agencies and non-governmental organizations that are there to help you in emergency or disaster. You get to see some equipment as well. There'll be the new ladder truck that was purchased by the Cape Breton Regional Fire Service and other equipment as well, Cape Breton Search and Rescue equipment, and emergency health services equipment, that it's interesting to see it and to know that there's a whole team behind the first responders that will help out following disaster or emergency.
The expo takes place from 1 to 4:30 p.m. on Sunday in Center 200's main concourse. The CBRM says there will also be a free barbecue as well. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.